Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Ever heard of the Three Stooges? Of course you have. Proverbs mentions these guys often. You've got Moe the scorner, Larry the fool, and Curly the simple. If these were the only choices you had, which would you pick? Personally, I'd prefer to be Curly because the simple have a choice to become wise, whereas fools and scorners have kind of rejected wisdom. So let's join Dave and Bethley as they continue their study on life and family lessons from the Proverbs as we move on to chapter 6.
Well, thank you guys for joining us again today and for all you do to support us. Some of you support us monthly. We're thankful for that. And we're also thankful for all of you that reach out to us. Some of you for counseling, some of you just for your own direction about different things. And we're grateful for all of that. We've enjoyed taking the time to share with you God's Word. If you would like to keep up with us, you can find us at evangelistdaveyoung.com. Reach out to us. If you'd like our year's itinerary, I post quarterly the itinerary on the website. Mm-hmm. At least I try to. And then we do have if you'd like an email copy of the whole year, we can send that to you as well. And let's see, then thank you so much as well for reaching out to us from the keepingityoungpodcast.com. And we're just thankful for all of you that, reach out to us. We're always happy to hear from you. Subscribe, like, share, all those kind of things. And if we can do something for you, please let us know.
Absolutely.
We'd be glad to do it. Are you ready to get started?
Yes, I have a question because I do listen to our podcast. David doesn't listen. He does all of the study and work and
I record, and then she listens to it and tells me all about it again. So it's really exciting.
But in listening to the last episode of this series where we went through Proverbs chapter 5, I wasn't sure about the connection. We ended the episode with talking about being careful that we teach and fulfill God-given roles and responsibilities of the home. And then I wasn't sure what the connection was between the point of Proverbs chapter 5, which is finding satisfaction in the physical side of marriage and fulfilling God-given responsibilities or teaching those God-given roles and responsibilities to our children. So what's the connection?
Well, that's a good question, because in chapter 5, the point there in relation to the idea of immorality is that Solomon is telling his son there is a better plan.
Yes.
And the better plan is that there's this wonderful sexual satisfaction that is found in marriage.
Right.
And that can be enjoyed the entire tenure of the marriage. And what we were talking about there at the end was that if you're going to have sexual relations, you should get married and stay committed.
Right.
And the point I was making was that we undermine that in just so many different ways. We damage marriage relationships when we fail to teach the truth about sexuality, or when we fail to prepare our children well for marriage.
Right.
And then we also undermine it when we promote worldly philosophies regarding gender. Mm-hmm. And the culture we live in is always, Christianity has always had to deal with the culture. The culture says, this is the way to live, but the Bible says, no, this is the way to live. And it's so easy in our culture because of the plethora of social media. The average person spends at least several hours, sometimes as much as 5 to 7 hours a day.
Right.
Influenced by reels that are emotional, that are enticing, that are funny, that are, beautiful. They engage you on so many levels, that you see them, you laugh, you feel them, you share them, you like them. And the result has been that gender these gender issues are beginning to influence Christianity as much as it's starting to influence the world.
Yes.
Now, we're pretty adamant about it. No, there's only two genders. There's male and there's female. But you can philosophically undermine marriage, your children's future marriages, if you're not wise about how you teach gender roles.
Right.
For instance, if we teach our girls to be masculine, to be just like a guy, if we teach our girl that, you're woman power, you're the leader, you can do anything, and then we want her to get married and the marriage relationship to work to where the husband is leading and the wife is partnering with his leadership, when we try to apply them the Bible, the roles and responsibilities uniquely designed for marriage in the way God made us as male and female, if we're not careful, we can undermine that.
Right.
And when we do, we undermine marriage sexuality, the plan God has for our sexuality, that it would be accomplished in marriage. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
So thanks for clarifying that.
Yes. I wanted to make sure that it was clear to me, but also clear to our listeners. So
well, I guess I clarified it. Thanks for asking so I can clarify that.
Yes.
However that worked there. All right. Well, we're right here in the middle of this series because Proverbs chapter 2 introduced us to the issue of immorality, specifically adultery.
Yes. And if you want to just take a moment, you probably already know based on what we just talked about that this might be an episode, and probably this episode and maybe the next two episodes, you'll want to be careful.
Yeah, these are
with
not
your children.
Necessarily discussing, you know, too many difficult things. These are more practical things because Solomon in Proverbs chapters 6 and 7, which is where we're going to be the next couple of episodes, talks about so many different things. In fact, we're going to have to finish the series here on adultery/immorality and come back again to chapter 3, to chapter 4.
Right.
As well as to some truths in chapter 6 that have nothing to do with immorality.
Right.
Or with adultery, but that also have practical life lessons. So we will be coming back to those. We're not skipping those on purpose. We're just trying to kind of run this theme here that was introduced in these first, you know, chapter 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And so here's where Paul, why do I keep saying Paul? It's my recent preaching from Paul's writings.
Must be.
It's in my brain, in my head. Solomon, the great writer of Proverbs.
Yes.
In chapter 6, really this series, or this section starts in verse 20. And what right. he's going to do is he's going to talk with us, first of all, about the importance of teaching and training. Mm. So do you want to read first, maybe verses 20 through 23 to get yes. us the first section here?
Proverbs 6:20 begins, "My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life."
Now it appears what Solomon is doing there is he's telling his son, he's kind of combining two things together there, the wisdom that you get from a mom and dad, but also the word of God that
yes.
you get from a mom and dad. So practical wisdom, but the powerful word of God at the same time. And what he teaches here is that you and I as parents have to teach and train our children in these things. And the context here is going to be dealing again with adultery and immorality. So we have to teach and train. We have to believe in it. And just this week, a friend of ours was talking about an issue that she's aware of in another family. And one of the things, well, I'm quoting you because she wasn't talking to me. She was talking to you. Mm-hmm. But she said, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but she basically said, are we naive to think that teaching and training our children works?
Right.
And yet what Bethany and I find so encouraging, and you moms and dads, be encouraged by this. Solomon is laying out a plan here inspired by God mm-hmm. that your teaching, your training makes a difference.
Yes.
That's the whole point. It's not the end. It's not like you teach and train and your child will never struggle, because he combines that with you must teach and train. And the goal of teaching and training is not just to give information, but to convince your children to buy in. And what Solomon says right here, I think it was Dr. Bill Rice III that I heard years ago preach on this little text there in chapter 6. And he said that when you are listening to the word of God and understanding biblical laws and the leadership of your parents and so forth, he says there, let me see if I got those right. It will, what does it start with? It starts with the...
When thou goest, it shall lead thee.
So he says, it will show as you go.
Yes.
So moms and dads, when you train and teach, and when you're embracing the word of God, as you go through life, it shows. So it shows as you go.
Yes.
And the next one is...
It keeps while you sleep.
Yep. So it's keeps as you sleep. So it's got a little rhyme there. It shows as you go, keeps as you sleep, and talks as you walks,
yes.
is how he said it. I remember that. See, there's the plural on walks there. But the point of it is that is so simple, isn't it? We've got to teach and train our children. And the goal of that is not just information, but to get them to buy into these truths so that all the days of their life, they will live the word of God.
Well, and just talking with them enough, connecting with them enough, communicating enough of just practical teaching and instruction, but instruction from the word of God, so that even while they're in your home and they are under your care, when they are away from you, and someone says, hey, you want to see this picture on my phone? Or, hey, look what I found, this website that I found. The word of God speaks to them, you know, keep yourself pure, keep your eyes, whatever. Or the instruction that you have given them, hey, if someone tries to show you something, you refuse, you tell them no, and you walk away. And that will speak to them as they are going.
Absolutely. One of the funny things that happened this week, our son is working for us over the coming months here. He's doing an internship with our ministry. Mm. And he's 20, so he's in college.
Right.
And so his sister is delighted that he's working with us because, you know, he's one of her favorite people. And so they get to be together a lot. And I hope he's enjoying that as much as she is. But
yes,
she's just delighted that, you know, her older brother is here with her. And so Jake and Charity were together this week, and they were watching, Instagram Reels.
Maybe.
Or maybe it was a YouTube video.
It was YouTube, because I don't think he has Instagram right now.
That's right. So he's doing YouTube. So they were watching something on YouTube, and they were laughing. And then he says to her, just as they're talking, you know, brother, sister, he said, my dad says. And then they both died laughing because she was like, don't you mean our dad? And it made me smirk when he said that, because what it reminded me of is that moms and dads, what we say does matter.
Yes.
And when you and I are sharing practical words of wisdom that are founded on Bible principles and that are based on here is truth from God, it really will make a difference in your children's life. I just want you to take chapter 6 here, this beginning today, and believe in teaching and training. And it does matter. The more you teach and train, and the more you convince your children to think God's word. Our daughter will, you know, often, she's in different youth groups all over the country.
Right.
And of course, we have our home church here. She's involved in the youth group in our home church. She's part of teenage youth groups all over the place. Mm-hmm. And teens will just talk. They just chat. They get together. They talk. They share opinions. You know, things will be said. Many times our daughter will come home and say, you know, this guy said this or this guy said that. And can you believe they said that? Because we know. And she will quote a truth that she's been taught.
Right.
And so it does matter, and it does work. So he starts out here with the importance of teaching and training. Any further thought on that one?
No, I think that was good.
Okay.
So we can
then
move on.
Then he switches to the importance of truth. And that begins in verse 24. Read a couple of verses there for us, beginning in verse 24.
All right. So to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent.
And listen to verse 32. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. So it is very obvious that what he's talking about here in chapter 6 is you've got to teach and train your children, and you've got to give them truth. And he gives these reasons why. All right. Number one, he says to his son, truth will alert you to the danger. And specifically, her word.
Yes.
Truth alerts you that something's wrong with her words,
mm-hmm,
in verse 24,
right,
and your own lust in verse 25. Truth alerts you to your lust. And then furthermore, truth alerts you to the outcome. And what he's teaching his son in this passage is this issue with adultery will make one less than what they should have been.
Yes.
It keeps you from being what you could have been.
Mm-hmm.
And it fulfills sexual desires, but not love and blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And he lays out that it burns the participant. And that's an interesting,
yes,
we would say in our culture, you're going to get burned.
Yes.
And we use that in different ways. You know, be careful about that, because you're about to get burned, or somebody will say, man, I got burned on that deal.
Right.
And what he's trying to say right here is that adultery will burn you every single time.
Every single time. And the sad thing is, it doesn't just burn you. There are many people who are affected by the sin of adultery.
Well, you've been listening to Keeping It Young as Dave and Bethley discussed life and family lessons from the Proverbs, especially chapter 6. And we've been looking at immorality. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow for the continuation of this. This is Michael Barnett. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.